This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. military said a Russian fighter jet on Tuesday struck the propeller of a U.S. drone over the Black Sea, causing American forces to bring down the U.S. drone.
This MQ-9 was operating in international airspace over international waters and posed a threat to nobody. It was an unsafe and unprofessional intercept.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby, he added U.S. State Department officials would be speaking directly with their Russian counterparts. State Department spokesman Ned Price called it a brazen violation of international law. Ukraine's top military command is unanimously in favor of defending the sector of eastern Ukraine, including the besieged city of Bakhmut, and inflicting maximum losses on the enemy, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday. He said the main focus was on Bakhmut. Zelensky, in his nightly video address, quote, "There was a clear position of the entire command, strengthen the sector and destroy the occupiers to the maximum." Zelensky also spoke about his conversation with Rupert Murdoch, chairman of News Corp and Fox Corporation, on the anniversary of the deaths of two Fox News journalists in the Kyiv region while they were reporting on the conflict. The death toll in Malawi from Cyclone Freddy passed 200 on Tuesday after the record-breaking storm triggered floods and landslides in its second strike on Africa in less than 3 weeks. After brewing off Australia in early February, Freddy traversed the Indian Ocean and made landfall on southeastern Africa in late February before returning over the weekend to deliver a second punch. This is VOA News.